How much of a milestone is this week's meeting, do you think, in terms of the ecumenical dialogue of the past half century?
Well, hopefully it's a milestone in two ways. We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the meeting, famous historic meeting, between Archbishop Michael Ramsay and Blessed Pope Paul VI. And that, as a 50th anniversary, is very important because so many things came from that. Our dialogue, our theological dialogue, was initiated by that, first in a preparatory commission and then anarchic a few years later. And also the Anglican Centre became established with a permanent representative of the Archbishop of Canterbury to the Holy See. But what we don't want, because we have lots of anniversaries in the Vatican and lots of anniversaries that come from the Second Vatican Council and the things which followed it, but we don't want this anniversary simply to be a milestone, a point at which we look back and congratulate ourselves on what we've done. We have put a lot of effort into various projects, particularly IARCUM, which is the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission for Unity and Mission, to make sure that this is a forward-looking event, a time where we look forward and think, what can we do on the basis of what has been achieved over these past 50 years? It's strange that Catholic-Anglican relations have two commissions in our office. It has the Theological Commission and it has another commission, which is very unusual. No other dialogue has this. And the point of this second commission is to look at ways in which we can build on what's been achieved and make those agreements and achievements into tangible expressions in the life of Anglican and Catholic Christians across the world.
So you've got bishops, haven't you, pairs of bishops, Anglicans and Catholics, coming together from all corners of the globe, and they're going to be symbolically sent out on mission together, as it were, by the Pope and by the Archbishop of Canterbury. What impact can these events here in Rome have, do you think, on that local level?
That's the big question, and that's why we've constituted IARCUM as we have. How are we going to have an impact on the church? How are we going to make the documents that we have be received into the church across the world? And thinking strategically, we thought what would be good is if we got a Catholic and an Anglican bishop from every Episcopal conference for a Catholic, every province for an Anglican, where Catholics and Anglicans exist in significant numbers, and have them work in partnership together and have them be advocates within the Episcopal conference, within the province of the Anglican Church, for cooperation and collaboration. And we will, that's a very open space that we're giving these bishops to think and reflect on the documents that have been written and the things that we've agreed, and to look to what we can do on the basis of that together, so that they then become advocates in their own countries of that kind of collaboration and working together. That will be quite powerful. The mandating will be a very powerful sign as well, that the Pope and the Archbishop at Vespers at San Gregorio, the place from where Gregory sent Augustine on mission to England, will be again a place of sending on mission. And this time, a bit like the Lord sending his disciples out in pairs, they will be sent out in pairs on mission to the world, because our Christian faith has got to be about a mission to those beyond and outside, and a mission to respond to the pastoral challenges of our day. But to do that ecumenically, Catholics and Anglicans together, working for the good of the world, particularly those suffering, particularly those on the margins and on the peripheries.
And you've got bishops coming from some of those places, haven't you?
Yes, so we have bishops from the Horn of Africa, where we know there is huge issues of migration, for example. We've got bishops coming from Asia, from India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Hong Kong, Papua New Guinea. We've got bishops coming from other places in Africa, like Ghana, South Africa, Malawi. Bishops from South America, North America, from Australia, New Zealand. There's so many places, and Europe as well, of course, we've got bishops that...
In the Middle East.
Yes, in the Middle East. So the issues that we know are going on in the world at the moment... violence, warfare, the problem of migration. Those are the pastoral challenges that some of our bishops will come with and want to discuss. And again, want to look creatively at how Catholics and Anglicans can work collaboratively to do more to address these very real concrete pastoral challenges.
You're talking pastoral challenges, you're talking practical cooperation. The cynics, of course, would say you're focusing on this because the theological dialogue has really come to an impasse. How do you respond to that?
No, the theological dialogue continues, ARCIC continues. That's our Commission for Theological Dialogue. And I wouldn't want it to be thought that IARCM is only about very practical things. I mean, in some sense, IARCM will be collaboration, responding to all sorts of things at a national level, government policy, social policy. You know, there'll be times when Catholics and Anglicans together can make a stand on something which is happening in a country which goes against what we believe the gospel directs us towards, the common good and the dignity of humanity. So there's lots that IARCM is doing, but remember, it is a sister body to ARCIC, which is our theological dialogue, and that continues to address those thorny and difficult problems. But we have to be walking together, to use that phrase, doing things in our mission to the world that show our collaboration, show that, in fact, you know, there's a huge amount that we share in our Christian faith. What we agreed about is enormous, and on that basis, we can do very much together. You know, we can do an awful lot together.
What, in this context, what are your expectations from this two-day summit, as it's being called, and from the joint declaration which the two leaders will be signing?
This is longer than a two-day summit in terms of IARCM. It's actually, it's a whole week. As I say, the first few days in Canterbury, and then coming to Rome. It's an unusual meeting and a risky meeting for someone to organise like me, because we haven't filled it deliberately with lots of speakers coming in, because we don't think that we're sitting here with all the answers to all the pastoral problems of the world. We want to hear from the wisdom of the bishops who come. And to that extent, there's a lot of surprises, you know. You have to give space for people to come with the wisdom that they have from preaching the gospel in whatever context, locality they have, and to pool that wisdom and to see what the conversation throws up. So in one sense, I'm expecting to be surprised. I think the witness, though, of Pope Francis and Archbishop Justin praying together, sending these bishops out together, the speeches that will be given and addresses that will be made, I think that will give an impetus to our relations to Catholics and Anglicans, looking to see what more they can do together on the basis of our common faith.